And we're here for our final segment of your 4th of July Monday Night Talk. Of course, we are the lead-in to Stephen Karydiannis and the Plymouth Phil. And, of course, Ed Perry will be down and around the waterfront doing his signature interviews. It'll be a good time starting at 7 o'clock following this very program. But we have a very special guest who is joining us. Not that the sheriff wasn't a special guest prior to this conversation, but this is somebody who has taken a great chore in, I shouldn't say chore, but great care in a place that is home. It's been a home to folks who seek solace and a home near the beach. And I was alerted to by a friend who says, you might want to speak to this woman as they're looking to rebuild a home that was down in Hummerock. And I recall this story because we covered it here. We actually had two of our reporters on the scene. This happened in March of 2012. And this was a windswept, it was a sunny windswept day, if I recall correctly. There was the biggest problem, though, was the wind was blowing, and that's how three homes get destroyed. And one of those homes that got destroyed was Alice's house. And we have with us right now the president of the board of directors for Alice's house as they look to rebuild. We have Janet Gibson joining us here on Monday Night Talk. Janet, thank you for joining us and kind of giving us a little of an update as to where things stand since that 2012 fire that destroyed Alice's house. First, tell us a little bit about yourself, just a little bit.
Thank you, Kevin, for the opportunity to be on your show. My name is Janet Gibson. I have lived in Marshfield since 1981. I have been involved with several community projects, the beginning of Marshfield Mazes, Grad Night Live, and just been a pretty much a professional volunteer through the community. The Marshfield community is just a wonderful, supportive, generous community. And in 1997, there's a little story behind it, but I...
Share the story.
Share the story. Well, here's the story. This is how I met Alice, and the corporation that I'm talking about today is called Alice's House. And in 1989, I had formed a cancer support group as I was dealing with some cancer issues. And my relationship with Alice Feeney began within this group. And at the time, Alice was sort of became the matriarch of our group because she was much older than most of us. We were young mothers, and she had a home on Hummerock Beach. And very often, we would have our support group meetings at her home. And in 1997, Alice passed, and what I had learned through growing to know Alice and through helping care for her towards the end of her life is that her home had been just a place of solace and refuge and really a sanctuary for people who were going through, whether it was recovery issues or cancer issues, or just needed a friend and someone to listen to them. And her door was always open, and she and her husband had been involved with recovery for many years and literally had saved the lives of hundreds of people. And I just heard story after story, which made me realize why in her home, when you walk through those doors, you just were embraced with a sense of love, acceptance, support. And after she passed, I felt like that legacy needed to go on and continue. So I created a nonprofit organization and was able to, with help from donors, was able to acquire a mortgage and purchase the property from Alice's estate. And it was used and has been used for the 15 years prior to the fire as a place for individuals, small groups, families to reconnect, to find some peace, to recover. Really, it's that combination of what the sea offers people and what a warm, loving environment offers people. And when you combine those two, really miracles happen. And in the summer, to make this project a sustainable project, it is rented as a summer rental. And so that income and donations for use throughout the year make it a sustainable project.
And then tragedy strikes where the big fire. Now, did it start in Alice's house or did it start in an adjoining house?
In March of 2012, a fire started in the house next door to Alice's house. And it was 55-mile-an-hour wind days, and within minutes, four houses were consumed by fire. And literally, I think I won the prize for the most consumption because I had nothing left. But, and if anyone remembers this, because there was a picture in the newspaper about it, the guests who stayed in Alice's house very often collected heart-shaped rocks off the beach. They were everywhere in our house. People took them, people left them, people shared them. And when I got to the fire, on the chimney, and that was all that was left, it was three-quarters of a chimney, there was melted from the piping that went into the chimney a metal heart shaped, and it was the sign that love still is here and it needs to go on. So but four houses were devastated by the fire.
Yeah, I thought it was three, but four. You would know better because you were within the vicinity of it. And it's funny you mention that because here that I have in my hand, courtesy of the Marshfield Mariner. This is the March 14th story that they did, and there's a courtesy photo from Caroline Chase, and it shows that melted heart. And you look and you go, oh. So how have things, since that fire, how have things progressed to rebuild, to renew? Where do things stand right now?
Well, the board of directors had to make some really hard decisions. So for a few years, we were weighing whether we knew we needed to raise money. We did have insurance, but not enough to cover a rebuild. So we had to make a decision whether we would move forward to rebuild or whether the organization would dissolve. And then when an organization, nonprofit, dissolves, those assets go to other nonprofits of similar mission. So in that way,
right.
The mission of Alice's House could continue. So it was a major project for a rebuild because it was building a house. It was really reconstituting my board of directors that could really help in the fundraising campaign and then raising the funds. So really, once I decided, I was in limbo. The board was kind of in limbo, and then all of a sudden, people stepped forward. It was for a week, for about a month, it was like one person a week just out of the blue said, I will help you. I will do this. I will do that. So, you know, I'm a spiritual person and I really believe I was being given the message, yes, you need to do this. So we started and I had a very dear friend who's a professional fundraiser who said he would mentor me through the whole project, which he has done. And we reconstituted the board of directors with some just really excited people who can raise some funds, and we have been then doing our fundraising efforts. To get a bulk of what we needed, we have really been going using kind of a philanthropic approach right now, identifying people on the South Shore who we think might support an organization like this and having the conversations with them. And I tell you, it's been just so wonderful and everyone has been so supportive. And so that's what we're doing right now. In the fall, we will have some fundraising events so that the general public and those interested can help and be part of the buzz that's going on right now. And it's been great because our website just went live, which is aliceshouse.org. And that tells kind of the story of Alice's House. It also in there tells stories from people who have used Alice's House and who have stayed there and benefited from having that space. And we've been in the Mariner, both the Scituate and Marshfield Mariner this week. And all of our rebuilding efforts are underway as we speak. We have put our pilings in. We are framing, in the framing stages right now. And we've used all local South Shore area contractors and subcontractors.
That's a plus.
It is.
That's definitely a plus, and that means that you're kind of giving back to, even though you're taking donations, you're employing and seeking the help from those in the community. So it's actually going back to the community.
It totally is. And they have all been very generous in, you know, adjusting fees and making donations themselves. So
we have a few minutes left here. We are speaking with Janet Gibson. She's the president of the board of directors for Alice's House, and as she has been telling you about Alice's, the story of Alice's House, not only its creation, but also its devastating loss, and out of the ashes, they hope to rebuild. They are working to rebuild, and they look here, and the first thing that kind of caught my eye with some of the information that Janet gave me was the mission, to provide a place by the sea for individuals, families, and small groups seeking to come together, reflect, and renew. The house serves also as a resource and retreat for support groups, churches, leadership teams, and health organizations from across the region. So I'm thinking that the effort, the fundraising effort at this time, it's like a marathon.
It is. It is.
Like a marathon. Where do you stand? If I think of the Boston Marathon, it's 26 miles. Are you almost to the halfway point of your marathon, or you're approaching it?
We are approaching our halfway point. We are. And I think what is appealing to donors is that this is a project to rebuild the house. Once it is rebuilt and running, it sustains itself.
Right.
So, you know, and it just is open to people from all over. We have people from all over the world that come and visit Alice's House. And very often people ask, who uses Alice's House? It goes on and on.
There's a list.
There is a list.
It's hard to just say, okay, just this group of people or this set of people. It's this from all over.
We offer the space and to use how you need to use it. So, it's wide open for small groups. It's ideal for small groups and families, but also for individuals who just need a time to go and touch their soul and walk the beach and just be.
Overall, what is the grand total going to be to not only rebuild, because you can build a building, but then you also have to do things like furnish it and at least put it back to the way it was, or at least to a point where it can go forward for maybe another 50 to 100 years until the next set of caretakers take over. Where does it stand as far as how much it's going to cost?
So our whole budget for the project is $700,000, $750,000. And we are approaching the $300,000 to $400,000 right now. So we are underway, and that is furnished and ready to open the doors. So
talk to me about the different types of fundraisers that you have held, the different ways that you've reached out to folks to be able to donate and help, get to where we are at this particular time.
So anyone can donate through our website, but what we have been doing is really having the conversation one-on-one with people that we think would be supportive of it. And that's what we've done thus far. We have several people on our committee that want to do fundraising events. So those, we have some things scheduled, are in the works for the fall, and those will be announced through the media and, through word of mouth.
Mm-hmm. So basically, you just made a promise to me without knowing it that you will come back.
Absolutely.
We'll do a small segment on Monday Night Talk, and it'll give you an opportunity to promote the fundraisers, whatever they are. Again, they're in the works at this particular time. I'm sure they're being discussed, and you're getting all the final details in place as to how you're going to do the fundraisers, and then you'll come and you'll give us the heads up.
Absolutely. And I welcome people to take a walk along Hemlock Beach and look at it. We have
Beautiful.
A big sign up that says Alice's House and a rendering of what it's going to look like, the finished product. And we welcome that. And please visit our website. And that gives you a little bit more history and story. And I think you'll like it.
And just so folks know, as a kid, I grew up, my grandmother, and I've had family who have homes down on Hemlock Beach, and it's a beautiful place. And since the fire, it's like an emptiness with those homes that are no longer there, including Alice's House. And there is just a calmness to Hammurock Beach. And I can see how it would pay dividends for folks who are looking for a place to just have a little peace.
Absolutely. There's nothing like that.
Anything you want to say in closing? We get like 2 minutes left before we have to wrap up and hand things over to the maestro of the Plymouth Phil. Anything you want to say in closing that we may not have touched upon in these 10 to 15 minutes of conversation?
I think one thing I never really realized was after the fire, how many people had a special moment at Alice's house. Literally thousands of people would walk through, pick up a brick, pick up a piece of dirt, share their stories, and some very near and dear and raw in their heart. And it just made me feel, wow, this really did what the mission did, what I hoped it would do.
Is there any particular story that still stays with you or resonates with you? Is there any small story that somebody has told you about Alice's house since its demise, since the fire?
There is one story of actually a local family who unfortunately had some tragedy in loss of children, and they had used that house to really just be together with themselves, with their friends. And recently that mom said she had found a picture of them together and how near and dear it was to me. And she's actually going to be featured in an article coming up in the Patriot Ledger. So,
well, I want to thank you very much for sharing the story of Alice's house. And I hope that it goes well. I hope that the fundraising continues. And again, remember, you have an open door if you have fundraisers to help with Alice's house, to get it back up to where it was, in prominence for folks to come and reflect, and at least a place by the sea where, I mean, the view from Hammurock Beach is unlike any that I know of. And hopefully folks out there who are listening will go to the website, and the website again is?
alicehouse.org.
That, of course, that voice you heard, that is Janet Gibson. She is the president of the board of directors for Alice's house. They need your help, and any little bit will help towards their goal to restoring that home for folks who want to use it for tranquil uses and to be by the sea. Well, we hope that you have enjoyed this Monday Night Talk program and that you are enjoying your fourth, and it'll get even better in just a few moments as we send you down to the Plymouth waterfront. You've been listening to another Monday Night Talk here on 95.9 WATD. Until next week at 6:15 p.m., have yourself a great evening and a great fourth.